This episode is brought to you by Stay Roasted, the ultimate fresh roasted coffee subscription. Get your first bag of coffee for free. You only pay shipping when you visit stayroasted.com/stream. That's stayroasted.com/stream. Coming up on TMS, 3 days in hell.
The Coverthon thanks you.
I will find you no matter what occurs.
Red Stick Woman.
Baton Rouge Woman. Miss Piggy saves lives.
Oh, did not expect that in the red box today.
Wait, was that Miss Piggy there?
It could have been either your thing or my thing. Like, yeah, that was supposed to be Kermit.
That's pretty good. All right, your feedback and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
If I threw you out of a speeding ice truck and then ran over your head, you wouldn't be normal either.
Gobble, gobble.
The Morning Stream. I'm still stuck on Pumbaa.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS, the post-Thanksgiving episode of TMS for November 28th, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
What a dumb weekend we had. Well, you didn't. You had a great weekend.
I had a good weekend.
Brian and his weekend, everybody. Let's talk about is that. Well, you know what? We're going to save that for a second because I want to tell you about
your hell weekend,
my
man.
Bad weekend. All right, look, I'm not a guy who complains a lot. Ah, who am I kidding? I complain.
Yeah.
A lot. let's be
let's
honest.
Let's not begin with a.
Yeah. Let's not lie right out of the gate. Yeah. We already have enough politicians in this world lying through their teeth. You don't need me doing
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
So, I try to have a point when I complain. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have a pretty good point of conflict to complain about today. Thursday, as you know, Brian, was Thanksgiving. You get together with family. Oh, how'd yours go, by the way? You hosted. Everything go fine?
It did. Went really well.
Yeah.
That butternut squash thing turned out really well. The family was all well behaved. Mm-hmm. No knockdown, drag out fights while people were passing the cranberries.
Mm-hmm. No politics none of that.
If you're not too busy worshiping your satanic president elect, do you mind passing the butter?
Better than Hillary.
Exactly.
Yeah, we thought we might get some of that, and I came out unscathed as well. I'm not sure how, but
that's great.
None of that. But so, all right, that's good. Well done. Do it next year. Brian's in charge next year of his Thanksgiving again. There's no getting out of it. You're in charge.
Great.
You're committed now. So
I'm the master of my own demise.
So I went over to Sarah's house. That's my sister-in-law, Sarah. Steve's probably listening to this. Lovely hosts, as always. They really went out of their way this year. Steve just finished this brand new, awesome, expansive deck in the backyard. It's a beautiful, huge deck. Had it all decked out with a big, huge table. And as you know, Brian, in our current climate, it's kind of cold outside. So they had big heaters in there out there that were keeping it all warm. Plus, we had tables and sitting all through the house. And it was a good thing, too, because we packed that place. I don't know what the total count was, but it was off the freaking charts. So many people. All right? I don't know why I sound like Bill Clinton for a second. So many people.
We had so many people there.
When I tell you my story, you'll understand why my voice is a little weak. All right? Because I actually think this is part of it. So anyway, they're all over. Everything's fine. Kim's brother, Richard, shows up with these two covered units. We don't know what they are underneath this
two
thing.
Two covered units.
And it's in tinfoil. I assume they're turkeys, right? Mm-hmm. Opens them up. Sure enough, it's turkeys, but they look like head crabs from Half-Life. And Nobody's sure why. Well, it turns out because they're fried turkeys. And I guess when you do them right, they're supposed to look a little... someone's going to email me and tell them I'm wrong about this, but they're supposed to look a little head crabby, like a little alien and Zergish,
sure.
Right?
Like a crispy, reflective orange coating.
There you go.
Golden brown.
Right.
Let's say golden brown.
Right. And if you look at it directly, you're looking into the maw of Diablo's butthole or something. It's really awful.
That's right, yeah.
So, but I don't know that I've ever had better meat of any kind in my life. I was blown away by it. And I didn't know this. Before they fry the turkey, they inject the turkey in numerous locations around the bird with an actual syringe full of like flavor juice. So they just like pump the thing full of flavor so that when they flash fry it for 45 minutes, it just like infuses everything with like rad flavoring, right?
Right, right. Because if you rub that stuff on the outside, the it may not stick on while the hot oil is caressing and bubbling over and lighting your deck on fire.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So it was like this. I mean, it was horrendously good. I've never had meat that good. I was dying. I wanted more of it. There was never enough of it. Two turkeys wasn't enough. People picked that thing clean. I wanted more. Food was good all over. Everything was great. Kim couldn't eat. And I said, honey, what's wrong? She goes, I just can't eat. Now, this will show you how tough she is compared to me.
Right.
I go, you feeling all right? She goes, I think I got a little bug or something. I'm fine. I said, are you sure? I'm fine. She goes, that's fine. I promise I'm fine. I don't have to eat. So she didn't eat all day Thanksgiving, which to me is like, you know, you can't do that.
Right.
It's like saying, I went swimming today. What'd you do? Didn't get wet at all. Like, it doesn't make sense.
I avoided the pool completely.
Yeah, I stayed away from the pool while we went swimming. It doesn't make any sense. So I wanted her to eat, and she couldn't. And I was, you know, I was so blissfully into my own needs that I didn't really think much about it. Day comes to an end. Turns out Kim, for the last day and a half, without me knowing much about it, has been fighting some sort of stomach virus. Mm. And I didn't know that. But she's totally like... stiff upper lip, still getting the job done.
Not kicking not giving any indication that
she's tougher than me. That's all it is. So she's just like, well, you got to make it happen. You got to make it work. I said, all right, fine. A good thing I don't have it. Whew, I didn't get this thing you've got. I'm feeling pretty good. And I was feeling great. Me and the kids, totally, you know, virus free. Everyone's good. And we thought maybe she got something weird at like this Polynesian place she ate the day before. Not Polynesian. Mm-hmm. What was it? Thai place. That's where she went.
Oh, okay.
So we thought, oh, you ate some weird Thai food. You're fine. You'll be fine.
I was going to say, it could have been some poi.
No,
some bad poi.
So I wake up at 6:30 in the morning on Friday. Got big plans. Going to do the instance at 10.
Right.
I'm going to be on with you at 3.
Right.
I got a big day going.
And, film sack the next morning. Yeah. Talking about Judge Dredd.
Yeah, Judge Dredd, Film Sack, Live, Coverville, all the stuff we promised. And I caught it. I got ye old stomach virus. Now, I'm here to tell you, Kim's toughness aside, I have not felt that bad since like the 80s.
Wow.
It really tore me apart. I have not been that sick in a long time. I literally lost 7 pounds. I couldn't puke though, Brian. I wanted to step away from the mic and go throw up like you do. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Because you're always touting your record, right? Your 11-year record.
It still holds. It's 12 now. 12 years.
This is testament to how bad you're feeling. Because to be sitting there saying, oh, dude, you know, I haven't puked in 11 years. I'm going to keep my record. For you to say, oh, man, I wish I could puke just to get this out of me.
I know.
That's saying something.
Well, here's what happened. So Kim never barfed either. And I said... That's weird because usually you're the first one to say, yep, here we go, bleh, and get it out.
Yeah.
She says she thinks it's just like it settles down low and starts there. Like there's no like there's nothing to yak up at some point. This all sounds very awful in the morning. I apologize to everyone listening during breakfast or something, but I tried. I just couldn't do it. So I just, this is not exaggerating. In bed, well, when I say in bed, in and out of bed. But basically, two rooms existed for me for two full days. Bedroom, bathroom, and the distance in between. And that's it. Was there a song, The Distance in Between, or something like that?
The Space Between.
The Space Between.
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's sing it. The Space Between. The Shitter in My Bed.
I think that is Dave Matthews, actually. Is it? Yeah.
All right. So me and Dave Matthews chilling in bed, and I... couldn't stand playing games on mobile. I couldn't watch TV because it just made me feel gross. I could read. So I read a ton of a book. Almost done with it now. And I couldn't do anything else. So I texting you guys. Guys, I don't think I can do this. Next thing I'm like, maybe I'll be better by 3. Brian, I'm not going to make it. It's freaking 3. But most of the stuff I slept through. It's like tons of sleep. 2 days straight. Worst Friday, Saturday of recent memory. So I would just like to thank 2016 for a couple of things. One, the worst cold chest flu thing I've had in the same amount of time in October. Thanks, October. You were a real treat to deal with. Oh, and thanks, November, for giving me the shits for 2 days. You were the best. So it was a bad couple of days. I'm happy to report. I feel like I'm doing a little better. I do feel like I'm just sort of wafy, like I'm a little thin.
Yeah.
And like a little kind of dried out and disgusting. And I'm eating again, but I didn't eat for 2 days and I lost like 7 pounds. And we almost went to the ER because Kim was like, you're just like getting dehydrated. We got to go in.
Did she feel like you had it worse than her?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she totally sounded like.
And even then, though, I still think part of it is because I'm a giant puss. That it's not really so much that it was worse for me. That no matter what, Kim could lose a leg and still get everything delivered on time.
Right, right, exactly.
I just fall apart. I'm a big baby when I get sick. So anyway, I'm glad to have it behind me, but it was bad, Brian. It was bad, like so bad.
I could tell by your text.
Oh, it was so bad. I mean, like listening, just explaining it to you here. It's like. How do I explain this? It's like the kind of thing. I mean, I was so close to going to the ER, like this close. And I never do that because I don't like it there. The last place I want to go is to the ER. I don't want to see Noah Wiley. I don't want to see George Clooney. I don't want nothing to do with those people.
Right.
And
right.
I don't want to be in some line. Because
you know, it's like, all right, we're going to just jam this probe up your butt and let's see what happens.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want any of that. I want none of what they're bringing.
Thick and liquid. And
I don't want anything they have to offer, except saving a life, I suppose. But it was rough. Sure. And I think I'm okay now. I don't know. I did push-ups this morning. Does that count for anything?
Totally counts. Yeah.
It was really hard.
Wouldn't been able to do that Saturday.
No. Hell no. I would have, maybe I could have finally barfed if I'd have just done some push-ups. I could have been like Brian.
Hey, I'm going to actually have to put the headphones down for a second and go throw up.
All right. Anyway, I hope the rest of you had a fine Thanksgiving, and I don't wish this on anyone. Oh, let me make this clear. This is part of why I think Kim did better than me. Mm-hmm. She had some light salad at lunch the day before she got sick, and mm-hmm. no big deal. Went to the Thai place, had a little bit of some noodle dish. That was it. I had Thanks-freaking-giving.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
On
that's right.
Thursday.
Right. The day that all this stuff started working in your system said, all right, we got to move all this stuff out of here.
Yeah.
This warehouse has to be empty by Sunday.
I was like that lady on an episode of Hoarders who comes in to help and says, we got to get a big truck out here and we need 5 people to move it. Because right. I ate like... a pig, like you do. You're supposed to eat yourself silly on Thanksgiving. And I did that. And then the next day, this, I mean, come on. It's like the worst punishment a person can have.
Oh.
Anyway, there's that story. Hope you enjoyed that. My 3 days in hell. Yesterday was more like, it was kind of a day getting out of hell, kind of walking out of there. But today, I'm good.
Good.
Brian, you guys raised $8,400 for the coverthon. That's a record, is it not? Isn't that a record?
It is a record. Yeah, every year we go a little bit higher. Every year we get more and more. And this time it was amazing. Like usually the wee hours, right? Like the 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. stuff. I start looking over at the number of people watching and it drops down to like 25, 35, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
The lowest I ever saw it get was 80 people watching just on the Twitch stream. I don't know how many people watching on AGR or watching at live.coverville.com because that doesn't, I don't think that adds to the Twitch total, especially the Alpha Geek stuff, because I think that just gets scraped and pulled somewhere else. But the chat room was always full of people.
That's great.
All talking, keeping me awake.
Mm-hmm.
There was one point where, so I did the desk at its lower position for almost the entire coverthon. Decide I'm not going to try and stand up because it's murder on my back and can't do it. Why is this thing beeping?
I don't know. You got some kind of beep.
Quit beeping.
Some kind of beep.
So for a little bit, for like, again, it was after I was talking to Seabass. We ended at 4 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
I had until 6 a.m. for the Pokemon Go podcast guys. We're going to jump on. We're going to talk about Ditto getting added to the game.
Hold on. You're doing this at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
All right.
No.
It's 24 hours. When you have a 24 hours, that includes a 4 a.m., Scott.
No. I just mean it's impressive that anybody got together to talk about Ditto at 4 a.m.
Oh, no. That was 6 a.m. was the thing. So from 4 to 6, it was just me and the music in the chat room and me basically picking the... You know, playing the stuff that was coming up in the request list.
Okay.
But all those guys, all those Pokemon Go guys, they're all on the East Coast. It's 8 o'clock in the morning for them, 6 for me.
Piece of cake for them. No big deal.
Exactly.
Sure.
So so I had those 2 hours and sitting there in that chair and kind of maybe leaning back during playing this song, this Fiona Apple cover. Maybe I'm going to lean back a little bit. And my eyes did close for a minute, and then I opened them back up. And you know, only minutes gone by, but everyone in the chat room is Brian sleeping? Brian sleeping. We should wake him up. How do you wake him up? Brian sleeping.
You need like some kind of remote USB electrode or something.
Right, exactly. Like every time there's a, that's how we do it. Every time there's a donation, it like jolts my collar or something.
Oh, I like that idea. Like that episode of Cheers where they kept shot collaring Cliff. Right. Every time he tried to share a fact. Well, you know, and they just shock him. You should do that. Well, that's a pretty good record, though. I don't even know how you do it at all. Like, when you were talking 12 hours before, even that makes me go...
Right,
but
right.
You and your 24, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah. Every year, and every year afterwards, I say, I think next year might just be, like, 18 hours or 12 hours or something. We'll see. We'll see how it goes for 2017. It's harder and harder. The older I get... the harder it is to recover from that. Like, I get my second wind in the morning. As soon as light comes streaming in from the windows, I get a second wind. But then it's like 10 o'clock hits, and it's hard for me to, like, even deliver coherent messages at the end of the thing saying, oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for your support. It's like, thank you. Going to sleep now. Bye.
Yeah. I remember Film Sack last year, you were pretty groggy when we did that. And I mean, the biggest bummer for me was missing this, obviously. Yeah, but it is kind of ironic that the cover-thon and toilet-thon were exactly during the same time.
Yeah, coincidence, you say?
How weird. I've gone to real extremes this year to get out of it. Anyway, well, I'm congratulations. I'm very happy.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a blast. It was a good time, and Randy and Brian Dunaway popped on for the time we'd scheduled, and we actually just sat there and talked about movies we'd seen recently. Randy had some questions for us. Mm. We had Film Sack trivia questions, so...
Did his question start with, what about... Did I ever tell you about the time? Is that the kind of question?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was like... tell me about your favorite movie you've seen in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where, what superhero would you move?
I've moved Catwoman.
Okay. All right. What? Oh, okay. I lost his train there.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that all worked out. Today, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I have one. So two pieces of business. One is an opportunity that Brian's going to tell you about in a second.
Right.
The other is a notice that this has never happened before, but we sold out of Nerdtacular tickets in like a day.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it's a little insane, and we are busily trying to figure out how to unlock some additional ones, because I know there are, you know, plenty of people who still wanted to come who are like, what? They're gone? So don't fret. I'm being told by top men, Brian.
Who?
Top men. Very good. Very good.
Thanks.
We're going to squeeze something out and make more room. So just hold on to your butts, and we'll let you know. If you wonder why, I mean, we literally only pimped that once and they're gone.
That's amazing.
So that's never happened before. Anyway. All right.
Yeah. Maybe we could put everybody in the, like the room where have extra seating over in the room where we have the board games usually, and have a big screen where people could watch what's going on in the main.
Oh yeah, people love overflow space. They love to be cramped in there.
Don't they? Yeah.
Nothing better than that. Nothing says this was worth my trip than me being crammed in a little room with people. I think we can even do better than that. And the talk right now is, because we're changing some of the format, it means that we have less fire restrictions on the way we do walls stuff, and if that's true, that could free up a bunch of seats. So anyway,
I'm so looking forward to just hang out with everybody and actually get some time to talk with them instead of saying, oh hey, no dude, I'd love to talk to you, I'm on my way to go make sure there's enough, you know, green M&Ms in the room for John Anelio.
And break. Okay, now we got another one. Boop, we got another one. Boop, boop, exactly. Boop, boop. It's crazy. Not this year. Yeah. This year's going to be rad, and already it's sold out. I can't even believe it. Usually takes us a couple of months for those tickets to trickle through, and I don't know what happened. But anyway, hey, There's that. Also, today's the last day of something important, Brian. What is it?
It is. Today's the last day to get your If Life Were Like a Video Game movie into the 30-second film fest. Remember, you submit those, you put them up on YouTube or put them wherever, but then you send us a link over there at tiny.cc/TMS Film Fest.
TMS Film Fest. Correct.
Is that right?
Yep. See, no, sorry. Frogpants.com/TMS.
Oh, that's right, because you actually have a page set up now.
Yeah, that's what it is. So it's frogpants.com/TMS Film Fest. That's it. Right?
That's right. And there's a place right there where you can submit and all that stuff.
TMS Film Fest. I'm just making sure. Yep, that's it.
Right here.
Yep.
Yes.
There's your November submissions and there's your October entries. Yep. That's true.
Excellent.
Yep.
And
final day. Get it in there.
I've already started looking at some of the ones we've gotten for November. Holy crap, there's some great ones already. But it's not a locked field. There's no, you know. You guys can still, heck, you could even still record something right after TMS today, upload it, and have it be a contender because it's end of day today. And I'm not talking end of business day. I'm not talking end of Eastern time zone, whatever. No, I'm saying midnight tonight, get your stuff in and you're in contention for a big prize pack.
You know, end of Eastern time zone.
The end of the Eastern time zone as we know it.
It will never be the same.
We're going to call it Trump Zone.
This is correct.
That's 5 o'clock Trump Zone.
Oh, did we?
4 o'clock Central.
Oh, no, we talked about that. Never mind. We talked about what you made of the cover-thon. I'm running on like about half the calories I normally do. So if I say a bunch of stumped stuff today, I apologize. I have a quick tip for listeners, and then we're gonna move on to a little Daryl time. Mm-hmm. And it goes like this. All right, so here's my quick tip. Don't get in arguments with people on Twitter without reading their timeline, more importantly, their profile. And here's why.
Okay.
If their profile says, and to this person, I want you to know this is not me throwing you under the bus. I'm not going to use your name. This isn't about anything except to say this is kind of when I have to check out. I can't have deep, meaningful conversations. When your profile says, and I quote, "If we evolved from monkeys, how come there are still monkeys?" There's my tip of the day. Don't argue with those people. And it's fine. I'm not saying that you can't have that opinion or you can't reduce everything down to that concept. It's all good. Just don't argue with you on Twitter. That's all.
That's
right. Don't have the fight.
Oh, I've got one really quick more thing. We're just going to keep pushing you away, Daryl.
That's fine.
Just going to give him the hand, the block, right?
Yeah, give him the hand.
Big shout out to Jose Chambrot.
That's not a real name. Is that a real name?
It's got to be a real name. Right. I think it's a real name.
Okay.
By the way, he also corrected me the Mexican cream that I used in my most recent cake is dulce de leche, not dulce de leche.
Dulce. I've always heard it the other way too, so I've been wrong as well.
Right. Anyway, he sent Scott and I and you've got yours, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
These awesome Fidget Revolution doodads. This is perfect for podcasters because we fidget, we play with crap all the time while we're podcasting. Mm-hmm. And this thing is silent, and my God, it's satisfying.
Yep.
Like
it spins forever.
Spin,
yep. Spins forever.
It's like a little frictionless. I feel like I'm talking to George Clooney on the comm while we're floating around in space outside of Earth's gravity.
Wait. Oh, gravity.
With Sandra Bullock.
Right. Okay.
It's like frictionless and it's just
it's like a perpetual machine.
It is. Totally.
It's super cool. It's my son tried to, well, I don't think he tried to, but he kept playing with it so much. He took it to his room. I'm like, not so fast, boy.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that thing. That thing is rad. And he was super impressed by it. He also did some slow motion photos of it spinning or video rather.
Uh-huh.
And that's really cool to do. If you guys have a slow-mo feature on your phone, yeah, you should try it because you get some really...
Wouldn't it just look like you spinning it slowly like this?
It does for part of it, and then there's parts where it glitches. You need to see it. It's super weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It must be the frame rate or something, but it glitches out. He was showing me last night.
I would like to find something else to do with my slow-motion camera besides throwing food at the dogs and watching it try and catch it in slow motion.
I know. I feel like it's the one usage case.
That is the best damn usage.
It's a pretty good usage case. I'll give you that. All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, it's really nice of him. Thank you so much for that. But didn't expect it in the mail, and totally, that was rad. I got some other stuff, too, but we'll go through
we
that this week.
Oh, too.
Yeah, but I didn't bring it down here. What is
okay.
it? We'll do it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, we're going to take a caller. We're going to play this here game.
Okay.
We got a caller on the line already. Who's this? Hello? No?
Nope.
Okay, then.
That's all right. You know what? That's all right, because we shouldn't allow people. We shouldn't perpetuate that you can call before we tell you to call.
That's true. We shouldn't. That is a thing we shouldn't do. 801-895-4724 is the number. 801-895-4724. Let that silent person who probably just cheeked the mute button be an example of how not exactly. to do it.
Exactly.
Here's one. Let's try this one. This might work. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name's M.
Well, hello. Is it M, did you say?
Yeah, I usually call in as Emily, but I'm being difficult today.
Oh, very it's M. Difficult M. I like it. I like that that's
Have you
your...
sent James Bond on any difficult missions lately?
Yeah.
I've never seen a James Bond movie, but I think M's like the one that dies, right? Yeah.
No. M is not the Kenny of James Bond films.
No, she's the one. Well, she dies at the end of Skyrim, right? Or not Skyrim.
Well, okay.
Not Skyrim. Skyfall.
Skyfall.
Freaking Skyrim. Hey, everybody. James Bond's boss, M, dies at the end of Skyrim. Spoiler.
That's right.
Daryl's also on the
oh
phone.
Oh, my God. You killed M. You bastards.
You bastards. And then next week, she's alive somehow.
That's right.
Daryl, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
You know what? They haven't done that Kenny thing in a long time, actually. The Kenny dies at the end thing. They haven't done that in seasons. I don't know. I don't know why they
gave
up.
Well, for a while,
that.
he stayed dead. He was gone for a while, and I think he's back now, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. He's back. He's in the show. He's just not dead anymore. He just never dies.
Right. Hey, Emily, where were you from, by the way?
Cincinnati area, northern Kentucky.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yep. She's been on before. Cool. And you've a couple times. And you are, what was I going to say? There was something else you told us about yourself last time. My memory is failing. What was it?
I saw like two episodes of Firefly because the last time was a Firefly.
That's what it was. No, nope, that's right. What it was. That's what it was. And that reminds me to mention that Ron Glass died over the weekend. Hey, 2016, keep taking all the cool actors and musicians, will you? You just go ahead and have them all die during your freaking year, 2016, you bastard. Ron Glass, who played Bishop in Firefly, yeah. died. He was also on... No, not the wrong show.
No, Barney Miller
is what
you're
yeah.
thinking
of. Yeah, what was it? Is that streaming anywhere? Because I'd watch that right now.
I would, too.
I like Barney Miller a lot.
You got Fish and... Oh. You got your Abe Vigoda, you got your Wojewicz. Wojewicz,
yeah. Wojewicz, I'm sure that was his name. You had the Asian dude. Was that Wojewicz?
No, that was a different guy.
Okay.
That's right, he was great too. Oh my God, that was such a great cast.
It was a great cast, yeah.
The lead guy, Barney Miller,
yeah.
was good, but he was like the weakest.
No, I agree. I agree.
It was such a great ensemble. It's kind of like New Girl. The New Girl is the least funny thing about New Girl.
That is the funny. That's so funny you'd say that, because exactly what the comparison I was going to use is, yeah. is New Girl. Nude Girl. Very Nude different girl. Show. Don't watch Nude Girl. Hey, check
Who's
it out, Daryl.
Girl?
Daryl, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
So we met a girl yesterday who has only ever seen Star Trek, the original series. And I said, well, you should watch TNG. She says, no way.
What?
And I said, why? And by the way, this kid is like 16, 17.
Okay.
I said, why not? She goes, there's no way it can be as cool as the first one.
What?
So
How did she avoid it this whole time? That's ridiculous.
And that's what I said. So, Daryl, what would you, as the guy who, you know, likes to promote Trek-ness everywhere he goes, what would you have said to this person?
Oh, I would say if you like TOS, you'll love TNG.
That's what I said.
Even more.
All right. That's what I said, too. And she was not having it. It's this girl that Nick's sort of interested in, sort of. He likes her. And I said, well, there we got one problem there, boy. If you want to take this girl out, you need to expand her Trek knowledge just a little bit. All right, Daryl.
Now, Emily, you're familiar with the Trek, right?
Absolutely. TNG, well, DS9 is my favorite series, but TNG is also amazing. But I haven't seen like more than like a couple episodes of the original series.
Okay. Where are you on Voyager?
Oh, Voyager has a really good cast, but their like stories suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Kate Mulgrew is my hero, and I wish she was my best friend, but she never will be.
I think I'm totally on board with Emily, because
I watched all the TOS stuff after I saw TNG and DS9. I was like, this is a little rough, a little hard to get through. And I think I'm with you on the Voyager stuff, too. I need to give that another shot, but I think I'm with you.
It's fun to go through it again. It's all right.
Yeah.
Ryan joined the cast. There's a moment in every... here's how it goes. Daryl, you tell me if I'm wrong. TOS got better when Spock stopped being emotional by default. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
that was early on.
That was very early on. And so that was my point of, okay, now the show's rad. For TNG, it was when the suits quit being freaking camel toe onesies.
Yeah.
Okay. So when they quit being tight camel toe moose knuckle looking onesies, that show got better. Yeah. Like
and
season
then it got
three.
Worse again, but at least during the middle there, it was great.
It was a great middle. Yeah. It was a good part of the Oreo. And then DS9, when... This is true of every Trek series. I have a moment like this. In DS9, it's when Commander Sisko shaved his head and grew the goatee. Mm-hmm. That show got better as soon as he shaved and grew the goat. You could also argue when Worf joined the cast, but whatever. That's secondary to the bald head. Voyager got better when Jerry Ryan joined the cast, when you got a Borg on board. Mm-hmm. And Enterprise... never had their moment.
And again, great cast.
Sure.
Great cast for Enterprise.
Sure,
but
sure. They just never got there. And you know why? Because they only had four seasons. And if they'd have had more than that, they would have hit their moment. I don't know what that moment would have been. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what would have happened.
You know, it was a long road, though, getting from there to here.
It was. It was a long, lonely, horrible road. All right. M, let's do this. Brian has you written down as M and Cincy.
Him and Cincy.
This is killing me. Oh, I did watch WKRP in Cincinnati. Can I ask you a question about that real fast?
Sure.
It's not like we have Steven today, so I can kill some time.
Yeah.
When you, Emily, in Cincinnati, if somebody brings up WKRP in Cincinnati, do you guys just roll your eyes and go, that's stupid? Like, because it's local, it just bugs you to hear it? Or is that something that brings pride to the people of Cincinnati?
Well, honestly, I personally don't think about it a lot, although when you guys did bring it up, I did roll my eyes. But I've never seen the show, and I'm sure it's great, but I personally just don't care.
Okay, because it's like, to me, it'd be like Friends and living in New York, because Friends is like a joke. There's no way people live like that in New York.
Here's my argument for that. I think Cincinnati wasn't a character in... WKRP in Cincinnati as much as New York was a character in Friends or as much as New York was a character in Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's actually a really good point. Yeah.
It's, people could be dropping turkeys from helicopters in any part of the country.
The one great Thanksgiving episode of any TV show ever made.
No kidding. Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Let's get to this. Brian's going to explain the rules. He's going to tell us what you could win and we'll go from there.
That's right. First, I'm going to tell you, though, that Stump Daryl is brought to you by Home is Forward. It's the long-awaited next book by the Tadpool's own travel writer, Gary Sizer. We walked the Appalachian Trail with him, and now, in Home is Forward, Gary is taking us all around the world.
Whoa.
We'll climb glaciers, run from moose, and dodge pickpockets so you don't have to. The last time we did this, the Tadpool helped make it a bestseller. Let's see if we can do it again. Visit tinyurl.com/homeisforward to pre-order your copy today.
All right.
Here's how we play the game, Em. We are going to ask Daryl a trivia question. The answer of that trivia question is numerical in spirit and in style. Daryl is going to give his answer the best he can, but he's just a man, right? I mean, you know, he can't be expected to know everything. Then we turn to you and ask you if the real answer is going to be higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you win, well, you're not going to be seeing any Firefly, but you are going to be seeing the Warcraft movie. Yes, you'll be able to download the Warcraft movie to your device of choice thanks to Ultraviolet and thanks to Mr. Pacheco in the chat room.
Nice.
Fan of the show and a provider of all of these movie digital codes.
Em, have you seen the Warcraft film?
Yeah, I've never played the games, but I really liked the movie, despite everyone telling me that it sucked.
I'm glad to hear that, because I also liked it as well. I'm glad to hear that, because you'll really enjoy this digital code then. Daryl, your top?
I think there's a deleted scene where Medivh has to go out and collect 14 tails of boars and bring them back.
Boar tails. That's the thing you need.
That's right. Warg tails or something.
How else will they take down the Lich King or whatever? Daryl, your topic is Office Space. It's the 1995 or 99 film, rather. That seems like that's weird to say that it was 99. It feels older, but whatever. 99, Office Space. You know the one, Mike Judge. Are you familiar with it, Daryl? Have you seen it?
Have I seen it? What's the one where the manager says, what does he say?
He says, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Gonna, is that the one?
Yeah,
I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be great.
That'd be great, yeah. And he always says, my stapler or whatever. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, the red stapler.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So you've seen it. It's a great movie. In the classic 1999 film Office Space, can we call things from the 90s classic? I guess we can.
Classic.
I guess we can.
Sure.
The main
this show is classic.
Sure it is. Why not? The film Office Space, the film Office Space, the main characters hate working for Inatech. They come up with a scheme from Superman 3. They write a computer program that is supposed to steal fractions of a cent from their company and put them into savings accounts. They mess up the program and end up stealing more money than they thought. How much money does their savings account have when they use this computer program? So you got to tell us a number in dollars. I'll tell you it's dollars, not cents. How much do you think that is?
So in total, how much did they steal?
Yeah, correct. Basically, yeah. Correct.
And I think this thing ran for like a day and then they noticed the total.
Yeah. Still my favorite Jennifer Aniston movie, by the way.
Yeah, actually, I can see that. Yeah. The whole 15 pieces of flair and F you, Brian. There's a clip we need to...
yeah, that's a good one. We need to isolate. How have we, in almost 6 years of this show, not done that yet? That's
right, weird. I don't know. I don't know how.
That's really weird.
Well, we don't have, you know, the Scotty Don't Know clip either from... Whatchamacallit.
Well, we have it on our hearts. All the time.
Okay. Well, that's good enough.
Yeah. Anyway, Daryl, what do you think?
Oh, I don't remember what that number was.
Well, that's what makes this segment.
I'm shocked.
And I like your world echo, but it was more like a large room than that. Than the world.
Yeah, it was reverb. It's less echo than reverb.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This it's kind of.
This is your conscience, Daryl.
Ooh, his conscience is evil. The conscience is evil.
Let's see if I can find my echo. That's better. How about this
it needs
one?
It's to last longer.
Over here? It totally does. There's one where I can get less, a little bit more. No, that's reverb. Check, check, check. Test, test, test. Test, test, test.
Well, I'm glad we're working this out, though.
Yeah, it's giving better. Daryl time to search.
It reminded me of this.
The penis is evil.
Is evil. Don't forget it, too. The penis right. is evil. Big, true gangly, that. Stupid thing. All right, Daryl.
And it's limp, too. But anyway.
All right. That's good info. Thank you for that.
Beat him.
How much? And it went for...
My limp, penis. Ran for like a couple days, and then they checked it on an ATM, and Ron Livingston got all surprised and sullen and white-faced, and said, guys,
we stole this much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Michael Bolton said, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Michael Bolton? Wait, he was in this.
How long has it been since you've seen it?
It's been a while.
The guy's name is Michael Bolton, and he hates Michael Bolton because...
No, you're right. No, I totally forgot that entire joke. Yep, you're right. In my head, I pictured Michael Bolton.
My actual Michael Bolton.
Yeah, sure. I'm like, when was he in that movie? Yeah, that was dumb. Listen, seriously, I'm working off like a half a cheeseburger and a thing of milk. I got nothing in me. Anyway, Daryl, go ahead.
I don't think it was... If it only ran for a couple days, then it's not in the millions. Couldn't be. Ooh, silence. That tells me that it must...
We're not giving you
we're
anything.
We're not going to tell you anything. We're supposed to go, yeah.
Stone-faced. Mm-hmm. Stone-faced.
That's not a number.
Not a number. It's not a number. 40, 100 and something is not a number.
347,000.
$347,000. Okay. That is a you love that 47.
Does love the 47.
I've been playing Hitman. He is Agent 47, so it reminded me of that. I don't know why I'm saying that. Emily, or Brian, I mean, is that right? Is that the right number?
$347,000 is incorrect. M is the correct answer, higher or lower than $347,000.
I think it's higher because I think it was in the millions.
Ah, the millions, you say. Have you guys seen Millions? That's a great Danny Boyle movie. Thank you for reminding me of it. If you've never seen Millions, yeah, it's a sweet, wonderful, great, edgy, strange movie. Totally worth seeing. Love it. All right. So you say higher is what you're saying, Emily.
Yeah, it's probably wrong.
Well, who knows? Let's find out if we've kept you all this time for nothing or if you walk away today's winner. Is that correct? Oh, no.
So you get nothing. She'd lose.
She'd lose. It's so harsh when we say this to Emily from Cincinnati. Sorry.
I know.
Cincy. The answer is $305,326.13.
Wow.
Daryl, you were awful close.
You were not far off at all. You were like 40,000 off.
That kind of freaked me out a little bit, to be honest.
It did, yes.
They steal this money and then decide to give the money back. Here's a clip from the movie. This, by the way, let's see, is Mike's best Halloween costume ever. What? This, by the way, was Mike's best Halloween costume ever was of Bill Lumberg.
I don't know where you're putting the this. It says, by the way, Mike's best Halloween costume ever was of Bill Lumberg.
I don't know where that this came from either.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. He's so annoying.
He really is. Gary Cole, though, is such a talent, man.
Oh, he's great. He's good. So good on Veep. Love him on Veep.
Oh, yeah.
Really good on Veep. Daryl, well done. You sent Emily packing. Good job.
That's right. Empty-handed.
That's right. You're the Trek nerd on Twitter. You can find him at that and at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. Daryl will now give us a game. Are you at work today? You're at work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. He'll give us a little Google, YouTube, something or other game today. What do you
Daryl's back in his own office space.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to send me that code so I can watch that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. Oh,
sorry.
You're ineligible.
Tough poo.
YouTube.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into YouTube. You complete the phrase, and then you send me that code.
All right.
Black Friday 2016 blank.
Fight.
Oh, God, that's probably it, too. Black Friday 2016, fight. It seems like that's the... If you're going to put something on YouTube, it's going to be that.
Yeah, I think it's fight. Sounds like fight.
Black Friday 2016, deals. Takedown.
Oh, takedown.
I think, like, deals seems like it'd be the obvious one, but I think it's going to be, like, takedown or something.
Especially for YouTube. Nobody goes to YouTube for deals. They go there for watching some lady fight.
Top 10 things you need to know.
Yep. You won't believe what happened next.
Right.
Ugh. All right, Daryl.
And what happened next was a fight, so you win.
Oh, my gosh, I won? Nice well, that job. Means I don't send you that code then. I guess you're screwed on the code.
Yeah.
No code for Daryl. Gah, gah, gah. All right. He's out. No more Daryl. That's it.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
You know, before we say who this is from real quick.
Sure.
Because this is wrong what I wrote here.
Anyway. Right, I know we need. I'll correct that. Don't worry.
Don't worries. What was I going to say? I forgot already. Oh no, I was going to say all of my senses are heightened after this illness. It's really
well.
Weird.
That's what they say. You spend a weekend on a toilet, it improves all of your senses.
Everything I can smell like perfume a mile away. I can my hearing is way more sensitive. So the volume on the show is exactly what it always is, but it feels so much louder in my head today. It's really weird. My feet, I can feel things. Like, it's strange. Someone could probably explain this. There's some science.
I'm experiencing the world in a whole new way.
It's weird. I see dead people. Brian, tell me.
You've been bitten by a radioactive turd.
Oh, good. What's the news brought to us by?
News is brought to us by FilmSack. Well, Scott's toilet adventure precluded us from recording a show this weekend. So we're recording it next weekend. It'll be there on Monday. Judge Dredd, I'm the law.
Yeah, I could have probably muscled through the actual recording. The hard part for me would have been watching and doing clips and like getting right. through
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That would have murdered me. I tried, man. Listen, people, I tried.
Yes, it's totally okay.
I was busy, you know. I felt like that guy from the melty guy from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end. Anyway, hey, here's a story for you. A guy married his preschool crush after unknowingly matching with her online.
Mm.
Hey, that's a cute little story we're going to talk about people.
As long as he was in preschool with her, then I think this is a great story.
That's a very nice story. Let's see, you know that awkward feeling when you get when you see someone you know but definitely aren't attracted to. Well, on Tinder or Bumble or Bumble, is that a thing now?
Don't even know what Bumble is. I barely know what Tinder is. Twinder.
Yeah, Twinder. That's only where you want twins. It says, you know, like a coworker or a friend of the somewhat decent but definitely not your type barista who is also. This is so overwritten. I'm going to skip past all that. Anyway, this guy who had a crush on a girl in grade school. Preschool,
yeah.
Just thought, oh, one day I'll marry this girl. And they're just little kids, right?
Right.
They separate lives. They go in two totally different directions. He's now older and in his 30s. So is she. And unknowingly, they're on the same website using the same dating service. And boom, they got matched up and bam, they're married. So there you go.
It feels like a total rom-com, doesn't it? Like you begin the movie with these two kids playing before school. I'm going to marry you someday. Oh, no, that's a moving truck in front of my house.
Oh, I'm not going to see you again.
Exactly.
Yep. 30 years later.
Right.
You've got mail. All right. Baton Rouge woman. That's the red stick woman.
Right.
Isn't that French for red
that
stick?
It is red stick, yeah.
Red stick woman arrested after allegedly beating a man with a turkey and holding a knife to his throat.
Oh,
not the turkey's throat, the man's throat.
Thanks for clearing that up.
No problem. Baton Rouge, a woman was arrested Wednesday after she beat a man with a turkey. Officers were dispatched to the home on Oakland Drive after receiving a call that the complainant's mother and father were arguing in the kitchen. And the mother, Helen Jackson, age 52, was holding a knife to her father's throat.
Jeez.
According to the report, this is not a good Thanksgiving. It's a bad Thanksgiving.
Right. Okay, you can have the leg.
When there was kind of a small mini fight at our place over the legs, but it was Kim's two disabled brothers, and so we let it pass when they fight because they're like 8-year-olds, even though they're 30. But they have like the capacity of about an 8-year-old, and they were fighting over the legs. That's fine. But if any other adults were to do that, I'd have to leave. let's see. Jackson, who was separated from the victim by the police, stated that she had put the knife to his throat and hit him with the turkey she was trying to cook. Jackson initially claimed they were not arguing that and that she did never had a knife. That she did never had a knife. That's what it says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, WAFB.com.
I did never have a knife.
I did never have a knife. But later admitted there was a knife involved, but only because she took it from the victim, who was cleaning the turkey with it. This is the worst sentence structure I've ever read. Jackson was arrested and booked on charges of aggravated assault and domestic abuse battery. They don't last very long, and they don't have quick charge.
You know, great reporting from WAFB.com, but what was the argument about, right? Come on, that's the...
Yeah, they don't say.
That's the money line. We want to know what was the argument started over his use of stuffing inside the bird, and she said it's going to be a breeding ground for bacteria.
Yeah, they buried the lead.
Exactly.
They didn't even bury it.
They didn't even provide the lead.
That's true. They didn't even talk about it.
Yeah.
I hate modern day journalism, and here's why. Nope, I'm not going to do it. I was going to make a political statement. I'm not going to do it. There's been some news lately that has been stupidly reported by some and okay reported by others, but for the most part, right. I think I learned more in my high school journalism class than most of them are exhibiting right now in the real world. Miss Piggy in the news, finally, back in the news after all this time. Miss Piggy the Muppet, you might be familiar with her work, to the rescue. She has saved 90-year-old Tony Bennett from falling off a Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day parade thing.
There is just no hyperbole in this story.
None at all. No, I know you've seen the video, Brian.
I have.
It's so death-defying. I don't know how he made it.
Like, the video repeats it three times, and every time I'm like, what? Okay, well, let's get to the...
All right. You know what, chat room? You deserve to see it, so I'm going to put it on the screen. Let me do this real quick.
Oh, no. You got to do it. You got to do it after you read this story.
Oh, I will.
Because the story embellishes. Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty great. All right, so listen to this. Oh, my gosh, my video is all over the place. All right. Miss Piggy managed to save Tony Bennett from taking a tumble off a Macy's Day, or I keep saying Macy's Day, Macy's Thanksgiving's Day Parade. I can't talk today. They were on a float.
Falling off of Macy Gray.
That's right. The Muppet and the 90-year-old singer. Oh, I was worried they were the same, so I'm glad they separated which one was who. The 90-year-old Muppet and the pig had just finished a duet of Santa Claus is Coming to Town on Thursday when their parade float started moving again. Cameras captured the singer's momentary loss of balance.
Ooh.
This is the I Left My Heart in San Francisco singer. We know who Tony Bennett is. Anyway, tried to grab hold of a prop on the float. Isn't Miss Piggy technically a prop on the float?
Yeah, kind of.
Just saying. Miss Piggy quickly put her arm out to help steady Bennett and stop him from falling off the float. She was one of several Muppets, including Kermit the Frog, out in force to help celebrate the parade. An estimated 3.5 million people converged on the 90th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. Oh, wait, so he's the same age as the parade. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I
remember when I came to my first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I was 2 years old. And I was watching Crazy Cat and Big Balloon travel down the street.
Look at him. He is rocking it. All right. So where's this video? Okay, there it is. So we're going to hit play. Now it takes off. Whoa. Oh, come on. Wait, does she? Okay. I also have a comment to make about Miss Piggy's quote unquote hands.
Right.
They're the kinds that are on two wires.
Exactly. Little two dowel rods. They are not steadying Tony Bennett whatsoever. No. It's like that's a balsa wood stick with a piece of cloth on the end.
They're doing other things like maybe propelling him off or the worst case, stabbing him.
Right. Maybe, you know, if it were Swedish Chef, we might be able to talk about it, right? Because those are real hands.
Yeah. He'd bork, bork, bork it. Well done, Miss Piggy and old man Bennett. He's great for 90, man. Look at
he is.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Still singing it. Let's see. We got some Redbox news. There was
passing in front of Mike's Deli. Mike's Deli's been open now for 43 years. I go in there every once in a while and have a corned beef on rye, and I shake hands with Mike. He's usually right back there serving, slicing up cheese.
You want... Hey, Muppet, you want to empty my catheter?
Could you use the other end of that stick to kind of poke me a little bit?
Wake me up.
I think my left leg is gone numb.
I can't feel anything below my waist. Redbox mix-up. You know the Redbox, right? You go out and get in line at the gas station there and you get your movies there.
A couple bucks for a movie? That's mm-hmm. that's why we got rid of. We finally just got rid of our Netflix DVD. We're like, all right, if it's something we really feel like we have to see before it actually becomes streaming, we'll just get it from a Redbox.
Yeah, pretty easy to do. And they're everywhere now. Well, they had a mix-up. A family went to go get a comedy. They were trying to grab the movie Central Intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And they walked away with a...
Well, there's their first problem.
With an X-rated film. The Dixon family, they're called. Got an inappropriate surprise when the DVD they rented from Redbox turned out to be a porno. Definitely not what I was expecting that night, says David Morris. Well, how is he a Dixon guy if his name's David Morris?
That's a really good point.
Morris told Fox 40 he went to Walmart in Dixon.
Dixon. Dixon is the city.
Oh, I thought it was the Dixon family. Shit. He went to the Redbox after he and his wife put their two little boys to bed Saturday night. Oh, what's the problem there, Morris.
It's up by Sacramento, Dixon is.
Isn't David Morris an actor in St. Elsewhere? Oh, David Morse is who I'm thinking of.
Morse.
David
Morse. Yeah, right.
I love that guy. Anyway, he was trying to rent the Action Comedy Central Intelligence, but the movie he went home with had a lot more action than he was expecting. Right away, it went into XXX movie, he says.
Right.
It went right into the scenes. It was pretty obvious what was going on.
I don't think so. They definitely got a, like, here's a couple previews for other things, and... I mean, here's an advert for Blu-ray. Just, you know, so here's, get your high quality porn on Blu-ray.
It's just his attitude. Like, right away, it went into the XXX movie. Yeah. It went right into the scenes. It was pretty obvious what was going on. Like, come on. What was your first clue? No credits.
Where's Kevin Hart?
Where's The Rock? Okay, so whoever returned the questionable DVD to Redbox machine went to great lengths to prank the recipient at random. They provided a fake DVD label that looked exactly like the Central Intelligence label and glued it to the pornographic film. It was only after Morris stopped the movie and ejected it from the DVD player that he noticed the edges of the label were peeling off.
Oh, little CSI action from David Morris.
Only then did he know something was wrong.
Zoom in, enhance. Look, see the labels peeling up on the edge.
Yeah! I want to do the CSI thing. It says, final quote, quote, it wasn't a typical porno movie. It was old people in their 60s or 70s. That's what shocked us. We thought it was a bad preview of some cheesy movie, but as it progressed, we were like, no, this is the real deal. So we stopped it and we took it out of the DVD player, says Morris. So he got a granny porn, Brian.
I know. It's old.
A granny porn.
Gilf porn.
Gilf porn is the best, worst thing ever. All right. Like, apparently that exists. I have zero experience.
What would be the David Crusoe line that would be utter right before they play the Who music and cut to it? Like, you know, he shows up there looking at it. Well, I
he'd go,
guess they got more than they came for.
Or he'd say, this brings a new wrinkle into the case. Something like that. All right, we're going to take a very quick break and talk about our friends at Stay Roasted. We'll be right back. Okay, listen. I know you guys, I come on here all the time and I say, oh, you should try these guys, they're great. And you should try these guys, and they're great. Now, I always mean it. Like, there's never, we don't take anybody in the show that is a sponsor that we don't love or that we don't approve of or that we don't like their products. And I cannot emphasize enough how much I like StayRoasted.com. Top quality coffee is not a luxury for many of you. And exceptional coffee requires finding exceptional beans. That's why we love Stay Roasted. StayRoasted.com. You know who else is using Stay Roasted? Tom Merritt. He loves it. Don't believe me? Listen to Current Geek this weekend. We'll talk about it more. Stay Roasted delivers 100% specialty grade coffee beans, hand selected to your taste and delivered fresh. And it's very simple. You just set some preferences on the website and boom. It's like Netflix kind of, except for coffee beans. That's right. They're your roasters. They let you pick from dozens of America's top craft roasters for your personal roaster lineup. Your top roaster will match you with your finest beans and deliver them fresh. And when it's refill time, your next roaster is queued and ready to roast. Try it for yourself. Go to stayroasted.com/stream. That's stayroasted.com/stream. And get your first bag of coffee for free. All you do is pay for shipping. That's it. This is so easy and ridiculous. And it's, listen, holidays. You need a nice warm cup of joe, and not just any cup of joe, like the finest one. And then you're thinking, well, Scott, that sounds expensive. No, get the first bag for free. Shipping's no big deal. You just pay the little shipping fee. That's it. So try it for yourself. StayRoasted.com/stream. They've got gift cards and all that stuff makes a great gift for this holiday season. StayRoasted.com/stream. When V come back, we will spend some time together talking about emails. Random calls, actually, today is what we're doing. I'm not previewing these calls. I've downloaded them. They could be terrible. They could be great. We don't know. That's the fun of it.
Oh, I love it.
Steven's out, ill. Everyone's sick this time of year. So Steven's sick, so he's not here. But we will be doing random calls. So come on back for that. In the meantime, Brian brought music. It's independent. And I heard a taste of it earlier. And I'm already hooked. And I don't even know what it is.
over the mountains and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. This one comes to us courtesy of Matthew Wilson, who says, I apologize if this is the wrong way to submit a song for TMS in the middle, but I couldn't find a great place for information on the submissions. Scott and I are actually working on that. We're going to actually have a Indie in the Middle page on the Frog Pants site.
Good idea.
But his friend's band, Grey Fiction, just released a new single from their upcoming debut album, On Your Way to Earth and Back. It's going to be released worldwide on January 20th, 2017. He heard this song and thought it would be a perfect song for Indie in the Middle. It's called Disclosure. The Moose Brothers are a great group of really talented dudes who I know would appreciate the exposure. So the band is made up of, it might be pronounced, it's M-U-U-S-S-E. I'm guessing Swedish, maybe? Musse? Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe.
This is their song, Disclosure. It's, again, coming from their brand new album, which will be released in January. On Your Way to Earth and Back, the song is Disclosure. Here is Grey Fiction.
Life back to your soul. not putting anybody aboard this machine unless there is some sort of minimal protection. Minimal protection.
I thought turkeys could fly.
The Morning Stream. Better than getting a handful of dog food for the Halloween costume your parents made.
It never ended up happening.
No, that was, wonder what that was directed at, huh?
Did I ever report on that? I guess I may not have.
Yeah,
did
you
I?
Said that no, nobody showed up dressed as Hillary or Trump.
Someone, so apparently a kid did come as Trump later when I wasn't there. I was doing a show, so I missed it, and they don't, you know, the kids and Kim aren't on my dog food idea, so they were not going to do that. But apparently the kid said something about making Halloween great again. He just needed a small loan from his rich father. So made some joke, and I was like, all right, he's okay. It's fine.
he's in the part. He's fully invested. Yeah, that's all right.
He's super into it. I really like that song a lot, and I'd like to hear it more. So
yeah,
good luck
to
that band. That was great.
Gray Fiction is the name of the band.
You know who I can't stop listening to today?
Who's that?
The Dixie Chicks, for some reason.
Oh yeah, well, specifically Natalie Maines, right?
Yeah,
are you listening to all their stuff as well?
Their stuff, her stuff, all the stuff. I don't know what it is. Something in her voice just has always entranced me.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like comfort food.
Yeah, Natalie Maines is my comfort food today.
Mm-hmm. She's your spirit animal.
She really is. Oh, someone's going to jump on you for that. I got yelled at for saying spirit animal the other day.
Really? Why?
Because I guess it, what do they call it? It's some, I'd never heard of, cultural appropriation. Because apparently it's like us saying, hey, Native Americans, I'm going to take your cool idea that you hold sacred and I'm going to use it for my own thing.
You know what? I guess I should say Patronus, because that's what I mean it as. It's like, oh yeah, Natalie Maines is my Patronus.
Well, this is my point. Is that's of course what I meant and when I said it as well, right?
Sure.
I wish people would think more about what people mean, and they know what I mean. Like
right.
When people hear me this, they know I'm not going, hey, take that, Native Americans.
Scott says so many bad things about Native Americans. This is just one more piece in the puzzle.
Add it to the pile. Anyway, all I'm saying is I get it. I totally get it. And I'm a big fan of like, I want people to feel good around me. I'd like to be sensitive to how they feel. Mm-hmm. I'd like people to not feel bad when I say things. However,
right.
Look at my intent. If you know I don't mean anything by it. You know I mean Patronus. It's like if I'd have said, boy, that girl's a skanky pile of horror meat. Well, then you can get mad at me because that's not nice.
Right.
There's no way to interpret that. But if I say, oh, this new computer I bought, Brian, was such a jip. I'm not making fun of gypsies.
Right.
People have gotten mad at me for saying jip before.
Oh, sure.
I got all this pent up. I was sick all weekend anger. It's all coming out now.
It's like people look for ways to get offended these days sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I think not everybody does this, but I think people do. There are some people out there who are just looking for something to kind of that could be offensive. I'm going to call it offensive, and I'm going to make note of it.
Yeah. It's just you're swinging too far the other way, folks. And Patronus is dumb, too. I agree. It's all dumb. It's just...
Oh, come on now.
It's... Listen, I like...
You're crossing the line.
I like Harry Potter as much as the next guy. All right? I do.
Sure.
But I don't know. Why can't it be my familiar? There you go. Let's use an old Lord of the Ring, or I don't know where this... I don't know the origin of familiar, but I like the idea of like your cat is your familiar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I like that a lot. Senior Geek knows what I'm talking about. Hey, aren't you Gary from Lantronics? Anyway, hey, let's do some random calls. And I don't mean you guys calling in. I mean people who have left voicemails. 801-471-0462. These were pulled at random. I have no idea what they say. One of them I just named Guy with a Hum. I don't know what that means. So here goes. Blindly, I don't know.
Well, I was just a little behind on the podcast there, but I was listening to the Morning Stream, and you were talking about the ball player who took out his own windshield at the Grand Slam. Just felt compelled to make a slight correction of your pronunciation of the town. It's actually Sauget, Illinois. If you wanted to double check, Mr. Tom Merritt would be able to verify that, since it's right across the river from St. Louis. And he might have at least drove through, at least could probably even tell you some stories about that place. Hopefully not from personal experience. Love the show. You guys all have a good one, and I will see you later. Oh, I just wanted to forgot to mention that actually they even have a what they call the best burger in baseball. It's actually a bacon cheeseburger on a crispy toasted Krispy Kreme donut. So you might have actually heard been brought up before. Now I'm actually going to go this time. We'll see you later. Bye.
I have never heard of a burger on a Krispy Kreme donut as a bun. That sounds horrifying.
It kind of does, yeah.
Ooh. Is it good? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not. I don't think I'm about to try it.
Yeah, I'm not either.
What if somebody sends us one, I'll eat it. There's no way they can send us one and have it be in any way, shape, or form fresh.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding. Someone asked where Steven is. He's not here. Did I not mention that earlier? I thought I did. Steven Schleicher is out ill today.
Yeah, so. We said that because we said everybody's out sick.
Yeah.
It's time of the year for out sickness.
My whole neighborhood, everyone's sick. Everyone's got something. And most of them are barfing. Jeez. Yeah, barfing or pooping. So, good times. Mm. Here's one I labeled as movie idea. And again, it's just based on the first few seconds. I don't know what this is.
I love it.
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, Scott. This one's for Tima. Just kind of curious if, like, if they made a movie where, like, half the world's ocean and it's kind of Waterworld-esque. It's, like, maybe a couple big islands, big-ish islands in the center there where everyone's localized around. But on the other side of the world, it's just one giant continent desert area, like Fury Road. Would you dig that kind of movie? Love the show, though.
Oh, so he's asking... If they made a movie that was Waterworld meets Mad Max, would you like that movie, Scott?
That might be my favorite call we've ever gotten. Course I would. Now, Captain Kipper just loosely typed water piercer in the chat. And I want to make a point about that. I just found out. I didn't know this was happening, but just found out yesterday. There is a Snowpiercer TV series in the works.
Right.
I am all up in that, dude.
Yeah, because they can base it, they can make it a little bit more like the comic, which was a train with like 100 or a couple hundred cars on it, as opposed to like the 15 they had in the regular.
Yeah, and you had like all sorts of crazy sort of culture and differences of class and all that stuff that they really flesh out in the comic that they don't so much in the movie. And the movie's really cool. Don't get me wrong, I like that movie a lot. But I love it. You know how I love this. That doesn't matter what they do. Yes, the answer is yes.
Hey, Brian, if they made a movie where the Spice Girls had to escape from a prison through a tunnel behind a woman movie poster and go rescue a princess from a Death Star, do you think you'd like that movie?
You could take any of the things we like and combine them and we'd like it. Exactly. Yeah, would you like a video game where Thrall drove a car real fast? Like, yes. The answer is always
and
yes.
And had to use a companion cube to open doors.
This is amazing. Freaking amazing. Spice Wars. There you go.
I love it.
Spice Wars. All right. Final one. This just is labeled Austin Guy. Okay?
Okay.
So here's 1 minute with Austin Guy.
Hello. This message is for the morning stream. My name's Austin, and a couple episodes back, you said that you wanted to write in or call in with your grievances.
Okay, real quick. I named it Austin Guy because his name is Austin. Not because he lives in Austin. So.
wait. So he's Austin from Austin?
He's just Austin. That's it.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why I named him that. All right. What's that sound? You hear that?
Well, I'm sorry. That's my 3D printer. It just finished a print and the motor goes all the way to the bottom and then it freaks out.
It sounded like water. I was just worried you were flooded or something. All right. Yeah, here you go. Here's the rest.
Air grievances. So I have a grievance that I want to air that sometimes I get pissed about spoilers. And when someone, you know, you guys are talking about Batman vs. Superman or Suicide Squad or something, you're like, oh, do you remember that part where this thing happened? Oh, that was so awesome. And I'm sitting here and I've watched it and I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? I don't know what part they're talking about. And I've watched it and I want to know what they're talking about. So I would like it if you maybe just said a warning and then just said it, because I'm trying to just run the movie through my mind to try and figure out what part was so cool that you're skirting around so carefully to not mention what it actually is. I just want to know. Just talk about it. Be open. Be free. Thank you. Bye.
Be open. Be free. That's our motto today. Be open. Be free.
And now we move over to the feats of strength.
That's right. And we do follow the 2-week spoiler rule, don't we, pretty generally
we do.
Speaking?
We do. Yeah. Well, we do for anything that we would consider spoilers. What he's describing is like, all right, so you and I will go and see Fantastic Beasts,
mm-hmm.
right? And we'll say, oh yeah, how about the thing, right? And yeah. we won't say what it is, but we'll just like that scene with the, you know, with the red thing.
Oh yeah, when they go inside of the thing and
right, exactly. So stuff in I guess I can kind of see.
Okay, well, I'll get one right out in the open about Fantastic Beasts, and I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say it. I don't need Johnny Depp in my movie. There you go.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Loved it otherwise. Yeah. Hey, there's that. All right. That's it. That's the calls for today. Three randos.
That was awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That should be a new thing.
We should do that from now on. Yeah, we get calls all the time, and I've been going through them. And in order to get through the pile that I have, this is a great way to do it. 801-471-0462.
We'll play voicemail roulette.
Yeah, voicemail. I like that. It's not bad.
Yeah. We were talking about chat roulette the other day, by the way. We were actually at... it wasn't on Thanksgiving.
Still around, right?
I don't think it's still around. Or if it is, there's probably four people on there who keep wondering why they just keep getting matched up with each other.
Let's see. Chat roulette. I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
It is... Oh.
This site is available.
Chatroulette.com. No, it's available. It's still a thing. Let's see. It's still running Flash. That's great. it's maybe not loading. I don't know. Okay. Well, maybe it doesn't exist in any meaningful way, but there's some others that have popped up called Chat Roulette for Girls or Dirty Roulette.
So they think that basically, you know what a problem was? We didn't have... subgenres in our chat roulette.
Yeah, that's true. Here we go. Dirty Roulette is chat roulette for adults only.
Oh, because chat roulette itself wasn't for adults only.
That's right. Yes. Oh, you know what the one the kids use today is Omegle. Omegle. Have you heard of that?
Omegle?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're still using it, but for a while there you saw a lot of Viner saying, I'm going on Omegle to talk to fans. Huh. Come on in. All right, so
I don't think I've even heard of Omegle.
Video is monitored. Keep it clean, it says.
Did it turn into Gollum once it picked up the ring?
It did. Yeah. It did. And kept talking to itself, and the camera kept switching. It's weird. all right. Anyway, 801-471-0462. That's the voicemail number, or you can send your emails. And sometimes if you have like an attached MP3 is the preferable way you'd like to send your voicemails, that's fine, too. You can send those to themorningstream@gmail.com. For everything else, check us out, frogpants.com/TMS. And a reminder, the Film Festival for November's entries ends today at midnight today. And we'll fudge it. We don't care. We'll check it tomorrow morning.
We'll check it tomorrow.
That address is frogpants.com/TMS Filmfest. So just keep those two links in mind, TMS and TMS Filmfest, all at frogpants.com. It's going to do it. We'll let you know on the Nerdtacular tickets when more open up. Again, we have plans to figure that out this week, so we'll have that to you real quick. And look, we got till end of June. We got time to work this out. Brian, yes. Chief O'Brien, please, for us, music to play.
I was going to make the cat deliver this request, but she got all wriggly.
That ain't
she
good.
She was going to try and get out. Cindy P. wrote in, said, hey, boys, I know most people don't like Christmas thongs. Christmas songs.
I like
thongs.
Christmas thongs. They're cool.
Christmas thongs?
Yeah. I have a little holly and berry one that I wear. It's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't like Christmas songs before Thanksgiving. I was using the from Thanksgiving early. So here's a little Christmas joy with some energy behind it. And just after Thanksgiving, she says, love you guys. Cindy, Never in the Tadpool.
Nice.
Her request, this is awesome. This comes from an album from 2007 called Let It Snow, Baby, Let It Rain, Dear. One of our favorite bands, Reliant K, one of our favorite cover bands for sure.
I love these guys. Yeah. They're great.
And this is a great tune. It is their version of Angels We Have Heard on High. It's under 2 minutes long. This will get you in the spirit, right? Here's Reliant K.
I hope we do a lot of Christmas covers this season. I love this
really?
Stuff.
Yeah, all right. You're into it. I'll make sure it happens.
Yeah. And I'm sure people will be requesting them and stuff too.
I think so. Yep.
I love me some Christmas covers. All right. Here it is. It's Angels We Have Heard on High. H-E-A-R-D, not heard like a cattle herd.
Right, yes.
You couldn't do
that. I heard them.
I heard them, angels. They was on high. Here is that song. We'll be here tomorrow for all the usual business, so come on back then.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing on high.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
The Smurfs Christmas Special will return after these messages.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Yeah.